95.9 The Rat. You are 9 in a row rock station. Now, Aussie tickets are up for grabs on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. So these stories on today's No Sweat News are particularly important. And there's no way you will forget our first story because it is absolutely the grossest thing you will ever hear in your lifetime.
Okay.
Love it.
I don't even know if I can get through it.
Okay. Well, just do your best.
Dateline Delta Airlines. Matthew Meehan was flying from Atlanta, Miami to Miami last week. When he got to his seat, he smelled something foul. He sat down. He looked down. And that's when he saw it. A pile of poop.
Oh, Lord.
At his seat.
Oh, no.
Excrement. Unknown whether it was human or animal.
Oh, no.
The poop had gotten all over his shoes and pants. When he went to the flight attendants, they said they had reported the poop to the cleaning crew, but since the crew hadn't cleaned it, oh, well, here's two paper towels. Clean yourself off and get back to your seat.
Screw you.
Yeah.
He complained to a manager, who did the same thing. Hey, not our fault. It's the cleaning crew. Go back to your seat.
Double screw you. I am livid.
Now that he's posted pictures on his Facebook page of his shoes covered in poop.
Come on.
Now, where did the poop come from, you ask? Well, he got three different stories from three different crew members. One, it was a German Shepherd. Two, a golden retriever puppy.
Oh, that's nice.
Three, the old man who sat in the seat before him in the flight previously.
I swear to God, I would jump out the window.
They should move that man to first class immediately.
Oh, my God.
That's saying something when you want to jump out of the window of a plane.
Delta has since apologized now that the story has gone viral. And to make things right, they've offered him 50,000 frequent flyer miles.
No, not enough. No, $50,000, then that's to start.
He's thinking about legal action.
Hell yes! Oh my God, just hearing that is making me angry.
How about that?
You pay these overpriced airline fees, you have to pay an extra $50 for a freaking pillow these days.
Now, I should mention this. They did give him an airplane bottle of gin. So he's got that going on.
Well, that's actually nice. Okay.
Wow.
No pun intended, but I'd rather would have sit in the bathroom.
It's just brutal.
I mean, really?
Dateline Poughkeepsie for story number two. Let's get that awfulness out of our brains.
Please.
And on to the adult video website Pornhub.
Yeah, one of my favorite spots to go to.
Dateline Poughkeepsie, New York. The adult video website Pornhub is getting into a new business, and that is lawn clearing.
Huh?
If you live in what Pornhub thinks is the fall foliage capital of the lower New York State, you can have the leaves blown off your property by Pornhub.
Blown?
Yeah.
Did you say blown and Pornhub in the same sentence?
Local residents who want Pornhub to come over and clear their fallen leaves just have to send their information to this email address, blows@pornhub.com.
Honey, honestly, can we get the actresses
that actually store in Pornhub, can we get them to come over and do it?
It's an excellent question, Gotts, and I happen to have an answer. No. They've contracted with a local landscaper, Duchess Lawns, who has cleared out the next 3 days of their schedule for the Pornhub effort. The owner, Jay Lotage, says, quote, "We always try to give back when we can." What the hell?
Not exactly usually looking to go to my favorite porn sites for landscaping, but you know what? I'll take it when I can get.
Somewhere there's a bush joke in here. I don't know. So,
Trim the hedges.
I need my hedges trimmed, please. Pornhub, can you stop on by? And our third and final story takes you to Nevada. Voters in Pahrump yesterday appear likely to pick the Republican in their race for local office. Who was the Republican?
Who?
None other than Dennis Hoff, the legal pimp who died last month to serve in the state assembly district number 36.
Yes. And he was a pimp?
In other words, local voters voted a dead guy who was a former pimp into the state assembly.
Oh, this is
excuse
great.
Me, Carl. He was a very distinguished brothel owner. I mean, pimp is so crass.
It's so 1980s.
He's got my vote.
He apparently jumped out to an insurmountable 36 percentage point lead against amazing. The Democratic hopeful Lisa Romanoff, who apparently can't run a goddamn campaign because she lost to a dead pimp.
Hanging
what
up.
The god on hell and what is going on?
I'm just hoping 2020 Dennis Hoff runs for president.
That is terrific.
It is a traditionally Republican area.
Nice.
That's the No Sweat News. Aussie tickets on the quiz on Friday.